Well, nearly 10,000 people work for the city of Seattle, and when they have a complaint about their workplace, they go to human resources. Well, according to a new investigation by Crosscut, some employees in the city's HR department describe their own work culture as toxic. Reporter David Croman gave me an example of what he's been hearing.
So one woman that I spoke to, Linda Long, she'd been at the department for nearly 30 years, and in that time had been sort of praised as a hard worker, competent, easy to get along with. But just a few years ago, there was this shift in how she felt she was being treated by her supervisors. The work that she'd been doing for years was being second-guessed. She was being yelled at a lot. She was being reprimanded for working too long. And it started resulting in her having headaches and feeling anxious to the point where during one meeting that she was called into to be reprimanded for working too late, in the middle of this meeting, she sort of started shaking and passed out, and it turned out she was having a mini stroke, which she explicitly blames on the work environment. You know, she was expecting maybe retirement in 3 to 5 years, but she retired right then and there because she felt that if she continued to work in that environment, it could kill her.
You know, listening to the story of Linda, you know, I imagine some people listening might question blaming the workplace as the cause of a medical event like that. What else have you found that indicates that there's significant trouble in the city's human resources department?
Well, I'll say first that she wasn't the only person who blamed the work environment for medical repercussions. I talked to a few people who said they had to go on anxiety medications that they never had before, who had doctors advising them to retire or to leave. But sort of on top of that, the turnover there was pretty rampant. So
how bad was it?
About 100 people worked there. And over the course of 4 years, the revolving doors ended in about 72 departures.
And just to say once again, these are folks who work in the human resources department.
Right, exactly. And the irony of sort of a toxic work environment in the city's HR department is not lost on any of the people who work there.
David, what do we know about how the workplace became toxic at the city, as some people describe it?
There's this sort of plan to overhaul how HR in the city is run. Right now, there are a bunch of mini departments across the city, and the plan started under Ed Murray was to kind of consolidate these all into this one central department. But it was described to me that the sort of push to make that happen sort of became so intense, sort of starting in the mayor's office at the time, but trickling down to supervisors. And the demands were so great that people just felt like what they were being asked to do was unrealistic. And that was sort of the point at which most people started noticing this pretty dramatic shift.
So how has the mayor, Jenny Durkan, responded to the allegations that you've raised in your reporting?
So as I sort of mentioned before, I think it's important to note that the current HR system across the city is actually also not very well liked, because this current system is these sort of diffuse HR offices spread across the city, which some people have told me results in their complaints kind of going unheard. Or Mayor Durkan told me that because of the system as it is right now, even as mayor, she doesn't know how often the city is settling sexual harassment complaints. So she can't get those numbers. So, you know, Mayor Durkan told me that she is still in favor of kind of continuing this reform of the HR department. But she also said that, you know, if there are these sort of workplace issues, she's not so dogmatic about it that she wouldn't hit the pause button where necessary and kind of address these concerns.
David, the Me Too movement continues to gather strength. Issues around sexual harassment, sexual misconduct at work, these issues are really rising to the forefront. And I'm wondering how the city of Seattle's the human resources department that handles these sexual harassment complaints, I mean, how is this internal dysfunction affecting how they're able to do their jobs?
I think if you talk to people who have had complaints with sexual harassment or sexism or discrimination in the city of Seattle, and there are quite a few of those people, almost all of them that I've spoken to have said that the current HR system in the city is not addressing their needs. Some of that is the result of how the system is structured now, but the fact that the sort of fix to the problems that exist in the city right now, which is to give this department that I wrote about more power, the fact that those employees are telling me it's very uncomfortable for us to work here, we don't feel prepared to take on these responsibilities, sort of leaves the city in this difficult place where it's caught between one system, which is these all these different offices kind of spread across the city, sort of following policies in different ways, reporting out in different ways. But then on the other hand, taking all of those offices and putting them into this one place runs the risk of giving a lot of authority to a place where people don't feel comfortable and feel like they're being treated well.
That's David Croman, reporter for Crosscut. We're tweeting out a link to his story this evening. You can find us at KUOW on Twitter.